A Smithsonian art exhibit is touring the state this year, and it opens in Newton today. The Way We Worked documents how Americans have worked over the past 150 years and the nation's transition to a post-industrial economy. The exhibit has been shown across the country, but this time it features a section specific to Catawba County. WFAE's Cole Del Charco has more.
This room is about where and how we worked.
That's Amber Albert, director of the Catawba Historical Association and one of the curators of the local part of the exhibit. It's here in the History Museum of Catawba County in downtown Newton until September 18th and features photos of people working, documentary videos, and machines and tools that were once used right here in Catawba County.
McCreary Modern created this half-built chair so we can show our guests what goes inside.
The exhibit was brought here with help from the North Carolina Humanities Council and Museum on Main Street, a Smithsonian project which brings exhibits to small towns in America.
Our local story is Catawba, innovation at work. And we feature five industries: agriculture, ceramics, textiles, furniture, and fiber optics, as well as a military component.
Albert says at the height of industrialization, one in four Catawba County residents worked in furniture. And that doesn't account for the numerous people who worked in textile mills. In 1962, the county was home to 10% of the nation's hosiery plants. Those plants and mills made socks and other soft goods. One woman who worked in mills and factories her entire career is 79-year-old Georgia Teague.
I worked in a textile mill, and I worked in a furniture place for over 28 years.
She started in a hosiery mill when she was 17.
Did you use a dial looper?
One that had the needles on it that went around.
We have one over here.
Do you? Oh, yes.
Teague looks over a green machine with two spools of yarn, just like the one she used to operate to knit socks.
Yeah, ours was like this. It was electric. We had to thread the needle when it broke.
The machine would knit the toe of the sock, and it was Teague's job to load the socks onto the machine and unload finished ones. She got the job thanks to her older sister, who worked next to her.
How many socks did you do in a day?
Oh, gosh, don't ask me that. We did them by the dozens.
Teague grew up on a farm in Newton and was the youngest of 17 children. She was expected to help out picking cotton or doing whatever was needed in the field and around the house. After coming home from work, she had two more jobs, working in the field and canning and preserving fruit.
A lot of times we'd beg Mama to go home and fix our evening meal so we'd get out of hoeing cotton or picking cotton.
As she puts it, those were different times. And while the benefits of not working in a factory or mill are clear, like avoiding the dangers of working at a plastics factory.
I cut the end of my thumb off.
Oh, really?
Yes, on a bandsaw, sawing up plastic parts.
Teague thinks there's something people growing up today miss, working hard from a young age. And, like working with your hands, most of it is intuitive. You have to know it to do it.
Like making jam, I follow the recipe, but you just gotta know how to do it.
A trip to the exhibit can't give anyone the benefits of working with your hands, but just maybe it can teach its value. For WFAE News in Newton, I'm Cole Del Charco.